What is up, my love? Welcome to the Love Stands Here podcast. I'm your host, Megan Brianna from lovestandshere.com, and I'm a life coach, a certified eating psychology coach, but most of all, I'm just a girl who really loves Jesus and has spent a lot of time learning how to not only discover my worth through him, but also how to cultivate the characteristics that we're called into in order to live a healthy and purposeful life of love and service. My friend, living in the world can be really tough, and all too often we're taught beliefs and given messages by a broken society that make us feel like we're never enough and our worth is only skin deep. But I'm here to share some good news. Your worth is not in the world, but in God's beautiful word. So if you're looking for encouragement to live and love better, you're in the right place. Make sure to rate, subscribe, and share with your friends if you feel called, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Love ya. Wow, I've missed doing this. I have missed you. I've missed talking about Jesus, but if you follow me on Instagram, and you saw my stories on, I think it was the 19th of July. It was a couple Tuesdays ago. I hopped on because I felt this very strong nudge that I was supposed to just take a couple weeks off. And the very next day, I started getting sick. I have Bible study with a group of amazing women every Monday. And also that same Tuesday, I had gotten a message in our group chat from one of the girls who said she tested positive for COVID, and I had just seen her the day before. And that Tuesday, the COVID thing having nothing to do with it, I just felt like I was supposed to take a couple weeks off just to kind of rest and focus on my relationship with God. And then Wednesday, I started feeling sick. Thursday, it started getting worse. So I went to the clinic and I got tested for strep because I felt like I was swallowing knives. And they also tested me for COVID. I did a couple at-home tests and I ended up testing positive. So I ended up getting COVID. And I don't know if you've experienced COVID, what your experience has been, but it was one of the worst experiences I've had. And today is actually the very first day that I really feel like a human being again. So it's been 2 weeks. I don't think I've ever been that sick in my life. I am vaccinated. I never got the booster, but we don't want to go into that. Anyway, when I get sick, I don't get sick very often. And I haven't, other than maybe like a slight cold since I moved back from Arizona. But usually when I get sick, it's an infection or something, you know, just like a sinus infection. Or when I was in Arizona, I got strep a lot. Because I was so stressed out and a few other things. But anyway, it was always something I could take an antibiotic for. And of course, this is a virus. I've only had a virus as an adult one other time. I got the flu when I was in my early 20s, but I never get a fever. And this fever was awful. So the symptoms were I had the worst sore throat I've ever had in my life. And that lasted about 4 days. I could barely sleep through it because it was just so painful. Like, it was to where I was taking medication every 4 hours, and it was like I couldn't sleep well, and I would take medication and it would help for about an hour, and then I was just kind of rolling around because I couldn't get out of bed until I could take medication again, because it was so painful. And after my throat, it went up into my head and I started getting really congested, and I started having really bad sinus pressure, and then I started hearing double on my right side, and that ear is still popping. And then towards the end, the fatigue was awful. And then towards the end of it, I lost my taste and my smell. I still can't taste. I can taste like some things, like sugar a little bit seems to be what, of course, the one thing that I'm trying to stay away from. But with all of this, towards the end of my symptoms, I started my period. And I've talked about this on my platform before, but I've struggled in my life with crazy hormone imbalance and PMDD, which is premenstrual dysphoric disorder. It's like PMS times 10. And for a while, I had gotten to a place where I could control it, but I feel like since I turned 35, things have just changed a lot. My hormones have changed, my body is changing. And I'm in this place where I need to figure out what adjustments to make to get back to a healthier place mentally and physically. So this happened to be the worst period I've had this year so far, as far as my mental health. And I'm not sure. I imagine it was probably connected to COVID, because COVID not only messed me up physically, but it messed me up mentally, especially with the fever. And I have been trying to record for the last few days, and it seems like I'll wake up and I'll feel okay. And then throughout the rest of the day, I'm just so depressed. I can't even, it's been awful. Like, it's been where, like, I could have the best thoughts in the world, and my mind has been okay, but the sadness that you feel in your body, I don't know if you've ever experienced it, but the sadness and the emptiness you feel in your body, like, it's so incredibly difficult to explain. And it's not about, like I said in the last episode, it's not about mindsetting your way out of it. It's really a chemical imbalance. So yesterday was so bad, so bad. I just cried through the whole day. I couldn't stop. I felt so empty. And it's been on and off like that for the, you know, even before I had COVID, like I said in the last episode, I was struggling with depression. And so I think my body is just changing a lot. And my life is changing a lot. And again, I have to figure out how to deal with it. But then with COVID, and I guess COVID blues is an actual thing. A lot of people that have really bad COVID symptoms end up with long, I hope this doesn't turn into a long-term thing, but do end up with like depression, after even the symptoms are gone. So I hope that that's not a thing, but I'll tell you what, that is the kind of depression and sadness that lights a fire under my butt. And you know, this morning I woke up and I'm like, I'm not going to feel like that again. I can't. I woke up, I had coffee really quick. I, read my Bible, which I'm going to get into that in a minute, because I'm in Job right now and I want to share about Job. I think it's perfect to talk about with all of this depression and anxiety talk. But I did that. I got my dog. We went for a walk. I got her some medicine that she needed. And I've been up and running around and doing things. And I feel a lot better right now. And I'm hoping, I'm just going to keep myself moving and keep water in my body and make sure that I'm eating nutritious foods. Because another thing with COVID for me was, when I get sick, I'm not the type of person that just drinks tea and doesn't eat. I eat comfort food. So I was basically eating mac and cheese and ramen the entire time. So of course that doesn't help with the depression either. And another thing is that, like, I missed 6 days of work, which is a huge deal for me. And I was supposed to go to Soul Fest on Friday for my birthday, which is a Christian festival up here. I don't know if they do it in other parts of the country, but up here in New Hampshire, because I really wanted to see We the Kingdom and Zach Williams. And a friend bought me a ticket, and I can't go now because I can't miss that work. And I'm already taking a Sunday off in a couple weeks to go see the Goo Goo Dolls. But anyway, and I can't remember if I said this in the last episode, but I've really been struggling with my faith. I guess not in the way that I'm like questioning if God exists. That's not it at all. But the pain and the sadness and the emptiness that I've been feeling in those moments, I've really, really struggled believing that God is with me and believing that I'm even worth anything in this world. And I've had times, especially with my birthday coming up, where I'm like, why was I even born? I've had a lot of questions for God. I've been very angry. I've been journaling to him, and it's been an emotional roller coaster. It really has. It's been up and down and all over the place. And I'm like, God, why are you not here? God, thank you so much for all of my blessings. God, I feel like you're so far away. Like, why are you doing this to me? God, I'm so thankful. You know, it's just been back and forth. And I want to bring this up because from the last episode, again, I apologize. I know the sound quality is terrible because I did it on video originally, and then I just took the audio from the video. But I took a clip from that video and I posted it on TikTok, and I had somebody comment, because I was talking about depression, I had somebody comment that if you have depression, you're a lukewarm Christian. And it didn't even really bother me because of how ridiculous that is. So I just want to say right now, if you struggle with anxiety and depression and sadness or loneliness or any of those feelings that our culture has taught us are wrong and we constantly need to run away from them, no matter if you're a Christian or not, they're not wrong, they're not bad, they're normal. But especially if you're a Christian, please, please do not listen to that garbage. Please, I have heard that that is a huge thing in the Christian culture, and I don't know where that belief came from, because it certainly isn't the Bible. I don't know how anybody who is actually reading their Bible can think that depression, being depressed or suffering, means you're not a good Christian or you're not close to God. The Bible is full of suffering. So I have really been struggling getting into my Bible. And I do not have notes for this. I'm sure you can tell. I just wanted to record something and get it out there because I really miss posting. And I really just wanted to give you something and give you an update. And I think this is just something that's really important. But anyway, I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. I was really struggling to even want, I didn't want to talk about God. I didn't want to read anything. I didn't want to watch any sermons or listen to anything or worship or pray or anything. And the other night I was having a really bad episode and I just picked up my Bible so unwillingly. I did not want to at all. And I opened to Psalm 86. Somebody had pointed that one out to me at the beginning of the year when I was struggling, because it's my birth year, and it ended up being something that's just really beautiful and it speaks to me. And while I was in there, I looked at my Bible tabs and the first thing I saw was Job, and I was like, I feel like that's probably pretty relatable to what I'm going through right now. I had heard of the book of Job, I hadn't read it yet. So I started reading, and I think I read 14 chapters, like, and I could not believe how incredibly helpful that was. So I went to YouTube and I watched the Bible Project summary of Job, and I like to do that with all of the books of the Bible that I don't know or that I'm trying to understand, because the Bible Project really breaks it down for me in a way that I can understand, especially because they do it with like a cartoon drawing and I'm just such a visual person. And then I found a sermon with Tim Mackey, who is one of the founders of the Bible Project. And he talks about Job in a way that is just so incredible. It took me a minute to get into it because it kind of took him a minute to get into the flow. But I would really, I'll put the link in the notes. I would really suggest checking out that sermon. I think it's really, really beautiful. But basically, it's just a way of seeing the Bible that I've never seen before. And it might be obvious to you, but to me, it's like a new level of awareness. But he basically shares that to him, the Bible is a melody, and it's one melody that is played out over and over and over again throughout the Bible, just in different ways and in different contexts. But it's basically the same thing. And that is that there's creation, there's image of God, there's blessing in life. And then because of the sin in the world, all of it is turned into folly and violence and destruction and suffering and decreation and outcry. And then from that comes new life, new blessing, recreation. And that is the main theme over and over and over again. That's what continues to happen. And each time God uses somebody that is blameless and righteous and upright to kind of facilitate this whole thing. First it was Noah, then it's Abraham, and then eventually it gets to Job. And it's always like with Noah, he builds the ark because there's so much destruction and there's so much suffering and there's just so much sin that God decides to wipe out the earth with water. But he uses Noah to build the ark, and as soon as the water subsides and he's on the mountain, the first thing he does is build an altar to God showing full surrender. And it is that full surrender that makes God decide that he's never going to do that again to the earth. And then it's the same thing with Abraham. And then it's the same thing with Job. The story of Job is that he's this upright, righteous man. Satan comes to God and says he's only upright and righteous because he's so blessed, because he has a wonderful life and he has all of these children and everything's great. And God says, no, he loves me because he loves me, and that would not change no matter how much he suffered. So basically he lets Satan do his worst to him as long as he doesn't kill him. He loses his livestock, he loses all of his children, and then he gets this disease that creates all kinds of like boils on his body. And even throughout that, he's still praising God as much as he's struggling to praise God. And then he starts to lament. And then he starts to be like, wait a second, I didn't do anything wrong. Why am I suffering so much? And he starts cursing the day that he was born. And then he has three friends, eventually four, that come to him. And the entire book is basically Job lamenting and going back and forth between praising God and questioning him and not understanding why he's been such a faithful servant of God's and he's still suffering so much. And his friends argue back that God is a just God, and it is because he is a just God that Job must have done something wrong. God corrects his friends at the end, letting them know they're wrong. And, you know, when Job is having a conversation with the Lord, finally, he calls him unjust. And the Lord responds that he is not in a position to make that claim because he is looking at justification only through his limited view of a very vast and complex world. So Job is on this emotional roller coaster and he's going back and forth. And God, basically, through this whole thing, it ends up being an invitation to trust in his wisdom and in understanding. And this is something that I say all the time, and I'm so passionate about it. And I wish people would just understand this. And this is actually quoted from that Bible Project video. The fact is that carrying out justice in a world like ours is extremely complex. It's never black and white. And people get so mad at me for saying this, but the Bible is truth, yes, but when you apply it to a world that is full of sin, the justification of how, like, who's suffering and who's not, and, you know, who deserves what, it's not black and white. And our conversations about big deal things cannot be black and white because we are living in a world that is so gray and so nuanced. So we start to read Job and we think that maybe this is going to teach us why good people suffer, but it doesn't. All it does is teach us that God is giving us an invitation to trust in his wisdom, to trust that we are never going to have all of the answers. And while something might look unjust to us, it's going to look completely different to the God of the universe that can see every single thing. Another thing Tim says that is in line with this is the book of Job doesn't solve the puzzle of why bad things happen to good people. Rather, it does invite us to trust God's wisdom when we do encounter suffering rather than try and figure out the reasons for it. When we search for reasons, we tend to either simplify God, like the friends, or like Job, accuse God based on limited evidence. So the book is inviting us to honestly bring our pain and our grief to God and to trust that he actually cares and that he knows what he's doing. So we can't put God in a box, and we do that and we play God and we think this is what it says in the Bible, so this is what God is limited to, but it's ridiculous. Not needing to know all of the answers and instead living by faith is what allows us to live in humility, peace, and the fear of the Lord. And so Job ends up finally surrendering, just like Noah surrenders, just like Abraham surrenders, and he prays for his friends. So because Job surrenders, even continuing in his suffering, he finally says, you're right, you are just, and you're faithful. And then he prays for his friends that, and then he ends up being blessed, not as a reward, but just because God decides to bless him. And again, we don't know. We don't know why we suffer. We don't know why we suffer with depression and anxiety. I mean, there are so many reasons, of course, that we can see, you know, chemical imbalances and circumstantial things and just the fact that we are deeply feeling people in a very destructive world. But there are lots of times that we're going to suffer and we're not going to know why. And it's because we can't see what's actually going on. We have no idea. Our understanding is so limited, but God is so good and he's so big and he's so loving. And this is why I think it's really important that, especially in these times, we do the best that we can to focus on the blessings that we do have and understand that everything that is good comes from God. It's so easy to go about our everyday lives, and especially if we're in seasons where things are comfortable and things are going kind of smoothly and we're happy and we're healthy and, you know, just things are good. And to think that that is normal and that anything that comes along that interrupts that, that causes suffering, that causes pain is abnormal. But we really need to flip that because it's not true. It's the other way around. Suffering is normal. In the world that we live in, facilitated by the enemy, suffering and pain is normal. All of these things that we see in the world that we're so just overwhelmed by and we're like, why is this happening? Why is this happening? That is normal in the world that we live in. So anytime we have a season of life or we are able to wake up in the morning, we're able to tie our sneakers, we have a roof over our head, we have food in our bellies, we're able to do something fun, we have love in our lives, that is all from God and that is actually abnormal. And if we start to see it from that point of view, that's when we start to see God in more of our lives and we start to appreciate it more. And then when the suffering comes along, it's still hard, but we expect it. And we understand that it's going to come. It's inevitable because it's the world that we live in. But being able to see even the smallest things from the perspective of God has given me this gift and this blessing. Like, I've gotten to the point where if my car gets me from home to work, I am just so thankful. Thank you, God, for another day of being able to get to work, that my car isn't falling apart. You know, you just have to be thankful for the smallest things because you understand that those things we don't deserve those things. They're not natural, but God gives them to us anyway. And it's beautiful and it's a gift. And it really does change the way we think. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm still going through it. I'm still trying to figure out if, where this depression is coming from, if it's because my body's changing because I'm getting older, if it's from COVID, if it's a combination of things. I actually hate summer, to be honest, which is so funny because I lived in Arizona for 9 years and I have realized that I am a girl. Maybe it's because everything's changing, but I like the cooler weather better. I'm actually starting to like snow. I'm just uncomfortable in my body. That's another thing that I'm struggling with again, because my body's changing because I'm getting older, is my insecurities about my body that I've got to get in check again. So it's been a lot and I'm in the middle of it, but it's so wonderful that we can find hope in the Bible. And I am also so grateful. There are so many of you on TikTok and on Instagram. Man, TikTok has been equally as much of a blessing as it has been like just a difficult situation. But I've met so many amazing people through TikTok that have followed me to Instagram, and we've just had so many incredible conversations, and I'm building so many wonderful friendships. And even brothers in Christ that I'm so thankful for, because if you remember at the beginning of the year, I was still struggling with men so much and feeling like I was never going to feel safe around them. And you know who you are. I'm so thankful for you, for the friendships that we're building and all the prayers, the prayer warriors. You guys have just, oh my gosh, I'm so thankful. If nothing else, God has put the most amazing people in my life, and because he knew I was going to need that to get through this season of my life. And I'm just so grateful. So first of all, I want to say, if you are suffering, if you are going through depression, it is normal. And don't ever let anybody else tell you that it's not and that you're doing something wrong. I actually question the people that don't suffer at least a little. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there are people in this world that are just good and lovely and following Christ and are serving other people that don't struggle with this stuff. Maybe there are. God bless them. But I tend to question the people that don't suffer because we are in a world that we don't belong in. And if we feel 100% at home and 100% okay in this world, I just don't understand that myself. And also one other thing, especially on social media, please remember that our relationships are much different on social media than they are in person. You know, it's bad enough if a stranger comes up to you in person and calls you out on something absolutely ridiculous or judges you on something absolutely ridiculous, but it's a million times more disconnected on social media, and we know them by their fruit. That is something that I want to drill into your head. We know them by their fruit. Somebody can preach the Bible word by word and think that they are perfect and they're right because they're saying what the Bible says. But if they are not bearing fruit of the Spirit, we have to question what they're saying. Because even if they're quoting the Bible, it might be in a wrong context. The situation might be completely wrong. And we have to keep that in mind. So focus on kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, patience, love, faith, all of those things. And think about if that person is coming to you with those things. And on top of that, humility and compassion. But if you are struggling, know that I'm with you. And sometimes, you know, it's okay if you don't want to have a conversation with God. Or actually, you know what? If Job is going to teach us anything, it's that you can go to God with your anger. If you, and I've said this before, it's so much better to go to God with your emotions than it is to go to other people. I mean, of course, you can go to other people for help and support and stuff. But if you are really feeling overwhelmed and angry and like, why is this happening? And like, you're questioning God, talk to him about it. Don't be afraid to go to God with your anger and with your questions. Because if you're talking to God, you're still being faithful. You're still giving glory to God, no matter how angry you are. And he hears you and he loves you through it. And he will get you through it. But just know that it's okay to feel what you're feeling. And there are always examples in the Bible of people that struggle and people that suffer. And it is a pattern in the Bible and it's a pattern in life. But God is good. God is always on the throne. And I have full faith that something good is going to come out of this. That's all for today. Thank you, as always, for listening. And hey, if you don't mind, would you do me a favor and rate, review, and share this message with somebody if you feel like it hit home so we can get these messages out to more people? And also, you can go over to lovestandshere.com if you want to check out my blog posts. And also, if you would like to contact me, if you have any questions or comments, or you would like to be a guest on the podcast, you can head on over there. You can also follow me at love_stands_here. On Instagram. I hope you have a great week. I love you, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.